wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 20th day of September 2023. And this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week. And so I'll give you the numbers right out of the chute. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And back, way back in the phone booth back there, we have got none other than Randy. And we have got, who else is back there? Oh, yes, we've got
Frank.
I know, that's right, Frank. Eric. And Eric, right? Randy, Frank, and Eric. And so back in the phone booth, and they're waiting. They're waiting. They want those, they're looking at those little lights to light up and shine. It makes them happy. They're happy, I'm happy, right? Mm-hmm. And in the glass cage between here and there, that legendary King Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, I don't know about legendary, but I'm here, okay?
All right, there you go. All right. Now, again, she's been waiting, you know, just can't. Just do it. Go on.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
That's Little Lisa, or Lock and Load Lisa. There, some places they call her, you know. And now tonight we have, I was going to start the show off by saying, welcome to Understanding the Times. And this is Mike Fodor. But it's not. But he's here with me right here, Mike Fodor.
Yes, from Understanding the Times.
There you go.
Very glad to be here as your guest again. I'm looking forward to it. It's always a treat.
Yeah. You feel sorry for me because I have to raise so much money. So you said, I'll go help the old guy off. And, you know, maybe the Lord will bless me for showing mercy, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they that sow sparingly will reap sparingly, but those that sow generously will reap generously. That's a promise.
You know what? That sounds like a good saying. That'll be around for a long time.
Yeah. All right. Those are my words, Apostle Paul.
Okay,
love
very
him
good.
Or hate him. We love him here.
Well, you know what? You've heard of the Missouri legend, the Parson Joe Larson out yonder in Missouri?
I've heard of him,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I'm still here, and hopefully we're going to have a great week and raise enough money to stay in all the stations and just keep causing the left headaches and troubles.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And I'm going to start off by saying, listen, folks, attention, patriots out there. In Ohio, we've been putting out the vote no on issue one signs all over. We've been putting them all over Ohio. We're fighting the satanic. And I mean, folks, please, believe me, when I tell you we're fighting satanic forces, these are dark satanic forces that we're fighting here. And we've been putting our signs out so people will know to vote no on issue one. And the dark forces, the Democrats, are stealing the signs. Now, what I'm asking all of you to do is to keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. If you see, look, when you're driving around out there in Ohio, and you know where our signs are, watch and keep your eyes open. If you see anybody pulling a sign out. Now, they may pretend like they're putting a sign in, but you'll know if you go by and the sign has been there. If you've got a phone where you can get their picture, please get their picture if you can. If you can get license plates number, we're going to catch them. Sooner or later, they're gonna slip up, and we'll have them.
Can you put barbed wire on those signs or electrify them?
Well, we could do that. You know, some years ago, and I live out in the country, but out in the country, we had some bad boys that would get full of ignorant oil on Saturday night, and they would run mailboxes over, or sometimes they would just like to pull them off the stands. And so what I did back in those days is I took axle grease and I mixed it with Indian ink. And you could, when I went by, you could see the fingerprints going up. But that stuff got on their hands, and it would stay in their skin for weeks, you know. But there's some other ideas we might have to, you know, there's some certain types of glue.
Creativity.
Yeah, creativity. Maybe we'll call that chemist there in Ohio that had gotten himself well-known for.
I think getting pictures, maybe putting signs up that there's cameras around and, you know. That might be your best defense, actually. But
we got to do it, don't we?
Game cameras. That's what we use in Missouri, game cameras.
Well, we may be doing some of that. And I think some of it's already being done now. So, but meanwhile, the best thing we can get is just people to keep an eye out because we've got so many signs. I think we in our state, we got something like 30,000 signs in the state of Ohio alone, okay? So we have to win. We know the dark state, the satanic Democratic Party, is running ads, dark money from California, from New York, coming in, and they're running $50, $60 million worth of phony ads. And I mean these ads are phony. You talk about unbelievable. And so, but other than that, we got to get into the message. Joe, do you remember?
I'll give those numbers, and then the title is Four Levels of the Dark State. But those numbers tonight are 888-677-9673. And our credit card line is 1-888-281-1110. Repeat those real quick. 888-677-9673 and 888-281-1110, the credit card line.
All right, Kyle, you better get today's date up on that computer screen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, is they're going to be calling in here, right? I hope. Okay, let's get right into the scripture. Tonight we're going to pick it up where we left off, and that was over on 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Let's take these verses one at a time, okay?
All right.
Go ahead, Joe.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Whereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, let me ask you this. Well, that's Mike. Hey, Mike, let me ask you, do you think that every demon in hell knows that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes.
So, well, here it says that every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh is of God. But they're not confessing him, are they? But they acknowledge he is the Son of God, don't they?
Who's that? Are you talking about demons or men?
Yeah, demons.
They don't acknowledge him. They don't worship him as Son of God.
Well, no, they acknowledge he's the Son of God, but they don't confess him.
No.
Okay, and so that's the difference. In other words, they don't claim him like we do they?
No.
No, they resist him. So they now, fear him.
When we talk about Son of God, we're talking deity, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So if you're talking deity, we say Messiah, Deliverer, Savior, Christ.
The word in the flesh.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. Who are those out there today that are denying that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Son of the living God, the Christ? Because, see, all of this, the Messiah is deity. The Christ is deity. The Deliverer is deity. So who are those in our modern day today that are very well known for denying those things?
Cults.
How about Jehovah's Witness?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Jehovah's Witness, Unitarian Church.
Unitarian. What about the Jews?
The Judaism,
Jews and Muslims.
Yeah. All except now there are sects now, and I was in growing number of, believe it or not, professing Orthodox Jews, and I talked to them, and they said we have known that Jesus is the Messiah. We know that, and so they're professing him, but still though, they say that belief and faith in Christ and keeping the laws of Moses, that you have to do both. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's Jesus plus works. Traditions, so you're adding. That was a big controversy in the early church, right?
So works is the proof of salvation, but are we under the new covenant or the old?
We're under a new and better covenant.
We're under a better covenant. Okay, so we're not really under the letter of the law, are we?
No.
Okay.
They're trying to be both under the spirit and the letter, but at least they're seeing some sunlight.
Are they trying to mix oil and water? Don't really work out, does it?
Yeah, old and new, and come up with a hybrid.
Read me verse 3, Joe.
And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist.
Okay, hang on just for a minute. I'm going to jump over here just for a minute. It brings me over to 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. Little children, it is the last time, and you have heard that the Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that is the last time. So here, 2,000 years ago, there were already many Antichrists out there.
Nero and Caiaphas.
And so now they're saying here, the next verse, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So now, who is the us that he's referring to? He's talking about a body of believers. They went out from
the early church.
Okay, so who went out from the Bible-believing church? I mean, who left the Bible-believing church? The fundamentalist. We're talking about the fundamentalist Orthodox Church. Who left there? Would you say the Roman Catholics left there? And
yes.
Would you say... And who came out from the Roman Catholics? The Roman Catholics came out from the fundamentalists, those that have held to. And today, you'll notice something, too. You notice when the media talks about denominations, they'll always mention evangelical. You notice they never will mention fundamentalist Christians. Do you know why? Because fundamentalist Christians are the ones that have held to exactly the scripture. We hold to what we're reading right now. What we're reading right now is where we're at. So the Protestants came out from who?
Catholics.
The Catholics, okay.
Catholics.
All right,
they broke off from the Catholic Church.
So today, the world out there, they don't understand. They think, and I talk to people all the time, they think the Baptists are Protestant, okay? Real Baptists are only about 10% of all of those that have their Baptist in their name are actually Baptists. 90% of them are Protestant, okay?
All right.
And so,
back at the Reformation, the Protestants were trying to get the Anabaptists, the real Baptists, to join the Reformation, but they said they didn't need to join because they never were part of the Roman Church, never have been, never will be, so they never joined the Reformation. There was no need.
Yeah, so they came out from us, and we didn't come out from them. The Protestants did, but they don't understand that real Baptists are not. Actual Baptists are not a denomination. They're a doctrine. Hebrews 5 and 6. Hebrews 5 and 6. They're a doctrine. They're not a denomination. Are denominations biblical?
No.
Okay, so if we take a look at the simplicity of church government, Mike, Jesus Christ alone is the head, am I right?
Yes.
Underneath him is the under-shepherd of the local congregation?
Yes.
Okay, elders and deacons?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Then the assembly?
I would
say so. So where do you find in there, anywhere, a Vatican or an assembly or... let's see, you have the Southern Baptist Convention, or where do you find any of these denominations in there? Or the they're not there, are they? They're not in the Bible, are they? Are they man's inventions?
Evidently so. It's a form of church government. They differ in so many ways on how to govern and how to make rules.
So anytime you insert anything between Jesus Christ and the pastor of the local assembly, you got a denomination, don't you?
Sounds like it.
Right. And you have dogma, not doctrine. It becomes dogma, man over God.
Yep. And so I'm going to have to turn my volume up a little bit here because
man hasn't gotten very many things right over the years, have they? I look at history, the only one that gets it right is God. Man messes up almost every time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, you know, I never did believe Jesse Duplantis when he said that God calls on him and asked him for advice.
For advice, yeah. Wasn't that a comedy routine? I really thought that was supposed to be a comedy routine.
No, he had,
I know.
He had those women actually asking him, Jesse, what does God ask you? And so, you know.
He is a bit of a comedian, though, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, but yeah, he knows. He knows how to roll in the money. Maybe I need to call Jesse to ask him to help me, you know, raise funds here.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, 888, folks. Do we have any? Let me see. We have Jeff in PA, a Catholic, supporting What's Right, What's Left. God bless you, Jeff. Thank you. And already it's... For $100, Jeff has pledged $100. Thank you, Jeff. 888-281-1110. Listen, I got to tell you, some of my very best friends are Catholics, okay? But, you know, I don't believe in Catholicism, but I have some really good friends that are Catholics, especially some of the folks like my lawyers who work with me and keep me out of jail.
Catholics in general are very generous.
So, Alton Keyes, Ambassador Keyes, is a Roman Catholic, but he could have been a Baptist preacher the way he knew the Bible. He knew the Bible better than any Catholic I've ever run into.
We know because we've had Bible studies with him, huh?
We sure have. He was as good as anybody I've had one with.
And we had, he was, and the way they treated him was horrible, okay? And I know because we were there. All righty. 888-677-9673. If you have a credit card and you want to help us, we need your help. 1-888-281-1110. Okay, let's go back to the scriptures. You are of God, little children. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So let me... Well, we know God's omnipotent. Is the Holy Spirit omnipotent too?
Certainly.
Absolutely. Now, we'll pull another one on. We'll have one of those trick questions on Pastor Mike. Hey, Mike. Often I hear people say, my guardian angel is with me. Okay. Do you have a guardian angel, Mike?
Well, I know Jesus talked about the little children having angels that look out for them, right?
Mike, you ain't no little child. I got it. You're way past that. You got way over.
I'm still his little child, ain't I?
Yeah, but you know what he tells you? Here's what he tells you.
I like to think there's guardian angels.
In Hebrews 1, he tells you that we have guardian angels are given to us until we receive the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Where do the guardian angels get their power from?
God?
From the Holy Spirit.
Okay. The Holy Spirit. Yeah. Okay.
Their
God,
power
the Holy
comes
Spirit.
From the same place.
So, yeah, we see that working. I mean, we see from Genesis to Revelation, God the Father giving the marching orders, God the Son carrying them out, and the Holy Ghost providing the power, okay? And they work it the same way. So now let me ask you this. We'll ask him another question.
I didn't know I was going to be on the hot seat when you invited me in here.
Oh, all right.
You should have known better.
You can do it to me when I'm sitting in with you.
He does it to everybody.
I throw you softballs.
I'm used to being beat up. No. All right. Okay. Well, here's what we were. The reason we were saying that is because we know that the Holy Spirit is much more powerful than angels, right?
I'm going to say yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's where they get their power. And so if we have the Holy Ghost within us, we don't need guardian angels anymore because we already have the Holy Ghost. So let me ask you this. Do angels still intercede on our behalf?
Upon those that have salvation, right? They must be doing
absolutely.
The work of God.
Absolutely.
Right.
They pray for us and everything else.
Yeah, and I have witnessed what I am absolutely positive in my mind that I saw angels, okay, in human form. They come in human form. And so...
Did they speak to you?
Yeah, well, let me give you an example. There was an accident, and I heard this screeching and a loud bang, and I went running around, and I looked, and just over next door, well, it's down a little ways, you had a guy who was all tore up. He had dumped his motorcycle, and I heard that noise coming down, and he was a bloody mess laying. And you know what? There was a gospel sign. He came to rest right under that gospel sign. And as I started walking, I looked, and there were two white uniforms, two nurses' uniforms, and they had their back to me, and they were bending over him. And as I got up close, I could hear the one say, "Pastor Sanders," now she never turned around, looked, "is here to pray over you," okay? And so I came and I knelt and I did pray over this fellow. And I looked and these two were gone. They were just gone, okay? But before they left, she said, "An ambulance will be here in a moment." And as soon as I looked and they were gone, just gone, I heard the sirens of the ambulance coming down the road. And so... I think they were angels. I mean, I can't be absolute positively. I don't think they could fly. They couldn't have flown out of there. I didn't see them walk away. And so I think they were two angels. I don't know.
Could very well have been.
Yeah. All righty. So
well,
now.
God tells us to beware, you know, running into angels unawares, that they exist, they're here. And he uses them as his messengers.
Yeah, but you ain't no angel, Joe.
No, I'm no angel, I guarantee you. But going back in that verse 4, we know for sure when it says, "Greater is he that is in you," and that is the Holy Spirit and all the born-again believers, than Satan and all the evil in the world. Satan was the, most powerful angel ever created.
Yep.
You know, the only thing more powerful than him would have to be Jesus or the Holy Spirit.
One of the names for Satan is what? Spirit of error. Spirit of error. Okay, he has a lot of names. The dragon, the...
red dragon, the old, deceiver.
Yeah, the serpent, the great deceiver. So, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. The world hateth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God.
The world heareth them, sorry.
What did I say?
You said hateth them.
Oh,
the
world heareth them, okay. Yeah. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not, heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So the spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit, and the spirit of error is Satan, huh?
Exactly. And that's why we know when we confront the Antichrist left, we know when we're right, because we know who's guiding and directing us, who's helping us. And we know who the enemy is we're facing.
Let's see if Kyle's paying attention. Hey, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Is it time for the break?
It is.
Be right back after this.
Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago. when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said the last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield the balance of my time to Chairman Jordan.
May I answer the question?
I'm going to ask you one now. We'll let the gentleman.
Yeah. In discovery, in the cases that were filed with respect to January 6th, the Justice Department prosecutors provided whatever information they had about the question that you're asking. With respect to Mr. Epps, the FBI has said that he was not an employee or informant of the FBI. Mr. Epps has been charged, and there's a proceeding, I believe, going on today on that subject.
The charge is a joke. I yield to the chairman.
The time the gentleman has expired, the chair recognizes the gentleman from California.
Mr. Attorney General, my colleague just said that you should be held in contempt of Congress.
All right. We're going back to Merrick Garland here. Sick Lawless is an article out of the Gateway Pundit. A.G. Merrick Garland lectures on Holocaust to defend his policies, persecuting, indicting, and imprisoning his political prisoners. This is one very little evil man, and he is. He reminds me of Dr. Fauci a lot. He reminds me of Fauci a lot. No wonder Barack Obama wanted him on the U.S. Supreme Court. This guy, again, like I've said, and I say it may probably every program, he would be very, very hard-pressed, Mike. Yeah, very hard-pressed, Joe, to find someone more corrupt or even as corrupt as himself to prosecute as an attorney general. This guy, all he has been is in the protection racket. He set up the protection racket to protect the Biden and the Clinton crime cartels. After indicting the leading presidential candidate in America on bogus manufactured partisan charges, Merrick Garland had the nerve on Wednesday to compare his ancestors fleeing Eastern Europe during the Holocaust to his lawless targeting, indicting, and imprisoning of conservative Christian Americans. Here's an example of Lawless Merrick Garland's record of tyranny. He hired a political hitman to take out Donald Trump. He lost a special counsel to investigate President Trump's handling of classified documents while he was working with the DOJ at the time. Ignored Joe Biden and Mike Pence's likely criminal action of holding classified documents. Oversaw the mass abuse and harassment of thousands of conservative families and had their homes raided and children terrorized for attending the January 6th rally in Washington, D.C. He lied about government involvement on January 6th. He refused to investigate Nancy Pelosi's actions that caused the lapse in security that day. He indicted and sentenced pro-life seniors for blocking entrances to an abortion clinic. He had 72-year-old women put in jail for unbelievable a tactic regularly used by Democratic protesters. He targeted Catholics at their parishes. He targeted moms and dads at school board meetings. He jailed dozens of Trump supporters for years without even a trial. Infiltrated the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers to make up criminal intent by group leaders. Garland is the most corrupt attorney general in the history, ripping apart our God-given constitutional rights one day at a time. On Tuesday, Merrick Garland choked up while talking about his ancestors as he destroys American democracy. I got to tell you, until this guy is in that same dirty D.C. jail where he put the Patriots, there'll be no justice in this country.
Well, not only that, but the FBI, Miranda Devine at the New York Post, she is quite a journalist. She has now confirmed that the FBI has lost count of its paid informants. She talked to several people, including a former assistant director of the FBI, Stephen D. Atono, who was formerly in charge of the Washington Bureau's field office. And he said that he learned that there were informants connected to the FBI, other offices there at the January 6th. And he went on and did some other research, and he found there were large handful of informants in the crowd. There were FBI agents in the crowd. And now we know from Christopher Wray that the FBI said they've lost track. Don't know who the informants or who their confidential human sources were. What they've done is they decided they didn't want the truth known, so they can't find it. They've lost this information. The Justice Department's Inspector General identified critical problems with the FBI's confidential human sources program, their failure to vet them, their willingness to ignore red flags that would call into question their reliability. And we know now from the Washington Post that FBI spends $42 million each year in payments to confidential human sources. And now we know that the FBI, no one can say how many operatives were there that day, but the Post noted in addition to all the paid informants in the crowd, the FBI had at least 18 undercover agents in the crowd, plus an estimated 20 men from the Department of Homeland Security. Miranda Devine, New York Post. And now we know the truth. 18 FBI agents, 20 people from Department of Homeland Security, and we don't know how many confidential human, spies were there because they've lost track of them. Right.
They had a lot of dirty Capitol Police. A lot of dirty Capitol Police.
A lot of that, too, yeah.
And
talk about a setup. If you have all those FBI, Homeland Security, and Capitol Police, then we know for sure one thing, it was a setup, because that's more than enough to change a crowd, isn't it?
Right. Here you go, America. The Gateway Pundit uncovers massive January 6th database engineered by the Department of Homeland Security Front Group, Sedition Hunters Part 1. All right. We have Mary from Dayton pledges 500. Thank you, Mary. Okay, and the number is 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Mike, what do you have there?
Well, Pennsylvania, a purple state, which should have been light red last election, the Democratic governor has now announced they're going to change voter registration. Everybody who gets a driver's license will automatically be registered to vote.
And they said, and now they're saying illegal aliens can get driver's license, right?
That's basically what it boils down to. I mean, it sounds good at first. It sounds like, oh, okay, I get a vote. But yeah, anybody who is not even a citizen but can get a driver's license somehow will end up on that.
Will be registered to vote.
And that's how they're trying to keep it Pennsylvania blue. So we got to do what we can. We don't live in Pennsylvania, but we got to pray. That's probably the key state. They used to say Ohio was the heart of it all. Ohio, determined the president, but now it's Pennsylvania, I think. So we really got to pray against this antichrist spirit, against this deception and election fraud. And that's probably going to do more than anything.
Well, there are some good news in that area, too, in Pennsylvania. They've got a growing number of people that are in the Tea Party. And then also you have, like in Ohio, Tactical Civics. They've got a growing chapter of Tactical Civics. And from what I heard, they had something like 1,900 people belonging to it. Now, what Tactical Civics is it asks you who the boss. Remember, let me ask you, how many branches do we have of government? Well, most people say we have four branches, right? Well, actually, we have five. It's called We the People. We the People. The other four to work for us. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Very few people out there, they don't understand. Listen to this. This is really news. I'm going to break it here tonight because hardly anybody in the public school system knows this. Our founding fathers gave us a republic and not a democracy.
Big difference.
Yeah. They don't know that out there, do they? Okay. And so what happens is with Tactical Civics, they're teaching We the People, We the People, and we'll be meeting at Doers of the Word Baptist Church on the 29th of this month, the last Friday of the month, at 6:30, and we're going to be talking about We the People, the Constitution within the law, our Constitution, how we can convene our own courts where we can take the country back. And that's what it's all about. So we're
How do we convene our own courts? Can you expound on
well,
that?
Well, what is the highest court in the county?
Highest court in the county? I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, when they want to indict somebody, what is the name of, what do they do? It's called a grand jury.
Grand jury.
So we convene grand juries. That's what they're going to be teaching you, how we the people, and then the grand jury is the highest court in the land. So when the grand jury is convened and they have an indictment against a corrupt politician or a corrupt judge, then the lower courts, they're required to abide by the grand jury.
And do you need a lawyer or a politician to help make
that
happen?
No, you don't. You don't need lawyers or politicians. All you need is the Constitution. But that's what we're going to be. That's what they're going to be talking, telling you about. And you need leaders. Now, what's happening in all of these 900 counties? Now they're also having a militia, a constitutional militia, and that constitutional militia, okay, is authorized to give the support or be the power actually behind the grand jury to enforce it, okay? And so that's what we're doing. Now, the communists, the collective out there, they're scared to death, okay? And the Rhino Republics are scared to death because all they care about is being in power and getting by and
Getting rich and taking
advantage of the people, okay?
Before we get too far afield, I want to give all the other states a warning. When we talk about what they were doing with registering everybody to vote when they go to their driver's license, renew it, or get one, the big danger is a lot of people never register to vote. So this sounds like a great idea. Everybody will be registered to vote. Wonderful. No. A lot of these people that didn't bother, don't care, don't study, didn't register to vote, they're going to be registered. Now, that gives a whole pile of information for mail-in ballots, for corruption, taking people who didn't bother to vote, fill out a ballot for them, send it in. And it's one of those things that everything the liberal left does, when they say they want to make voting easier for the people, what they mean is they want to make it easier to cheat in an election. And by having all these people registered, even people that don't want to vote, don't bother to vote, all those ballots now can be, let's say, fraudulently used.
All righty, George and Don in Pennsylvania pledge $50. Thank you, George and Don in Pennsylvania. Thank you. All right, folks, we really got to hear from you tonight. We really do because, wow, we only got an hour left, and we only have three calls in for tonight. So we got to hear from you.
I've got a story that may help us raise some money. This, folks, is all about George Soros. And George Soros, according to the Western Journal and a couple other articles I'm putting together into one story, is buying up local news media, and especially in a swing state, The Soros-backed National Trust for Local News just purchased about 24 of Maine's small daily and weekly newspapers, according to a news source there in Maine. And they're working also with the Hans-Jor Weiss Foundation as a rich liberal. And so what's happened, these open society people have been raising money for this all over, and they're not just doing it in Maine, they're doing it all over the country. Now think about this. The trust in the media is really low, and there's been all this secrecy around the National Trust's funding, where they get their money, who they're giving it to. This is just part of what's been discovered. There's a lot more going on, and it's being investigated. But whenever somebody's raising huge amounts of money in secret and spending it in secret, it makes you wonder, right? Well, what I found out, Soros, since 2003, has spent $52 million funding media properties, in other words, buying up things, journalism schools, investigative journalism, industry organizations getting in, and it said that, quote, I'm going to read a sentence here, his news-backed outlets, every month reporters, writers, and bloggers at the many outlets Soros funds, from big players like NPR to the Project Syndicate and Public News Service, little known, claim to reach millions of readers, and they are estimating that is about 332 million people around the globe that Soros-backed outlets are reaching. We have about, 310, 320 million people in America? So they're reaching more people than the population of America with evil George Soros's money, with the help of a couple other lefty billionaires.
Well, George Soros said he was a god.
This program is listener-supported, and this is a way we can fight back. We can reach millions of people without having to have money like Soros, without spending millions, $52 million. This is a way you can join the battle, fight back, keeping this program on the air, because now we know, God used what? David to fight Goliath, right, Pastor?
Yeah, well, George Soros is said to own 40 tons of gold, but George Soros professed to be a god. He had come out and said
he is a god.
That he is a god. Mike, let's ask Joe.
Story, read the quote.
Hey, Joe, do you think George Soros is a god?
Nope. I think George Soros is a megalomaniac and likes to play God because he's got a lot of money and power. But
Would you say that George Soros then is a fool?
Yes, he's a fool who's going to spend his life in the lake of fire. I'd call that very foolish.
All right, he's a little antichrist.
Now, do you think 40 tons of gold can buy him out of that lake of fire?
Nope. It's God's gold in the first place. God made it. If God wanted it, he'd just take it.
So how much of his sorrow's going to take when he leaves here? And boy, he's getting close to leaving time, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not going to take any with him. Nothing goes.
Do you think if he has his head froze? That's what these billionaires think, that today if they have their heads quick frozen, that in the future they can be brought back and tied to some kind of a mechanical body or whatever.
I wouldn't want to bet my eternal soul on that, and that's one of the other stupid things that Soros is doing. He's betting his eternal soul that God isn't who he says and can't do what he says he does.
So when Soros dies, is he going to find out when God's word, the Bible says, it's given to all men once to die, and then the judgment?
He will find out.
Is he going to find out how true that is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're not kidding.
And I don't think he's going to feel so proud and boastful and mighty when that happens.
No. But we don't even want to see someone even as wicked as Soros go to hell, because hell is a horrible, horrible, horrible place. And let me do this one here. But first I got to give the numbers out, folks. 888-281-1110. Those fellas back in the phone booth, man, they're just sitting there. Look at them. They got their hands on behind their head because there's no phones aren't ringing. Phones aren't ringing back there. Nobody's picking up a telephone.
Like the Maytag repairman.
That's right.
Musketeers with nothing to do, folks.
If those phones don't ring. Hey, Joe, do you remember when we told the people, folks out there in these certain the six states, we were telling them that if we don't hear from you, you won't be hearing from us. You won't be hearing from us, right? And
right.
Then we had to go off those six stations in all six states, huh? And
all of them, and we haven't been able to go back on any yet.
And as soon as we went off them, the phones were ringing. They wanted to know when we were going to come back on, and we told them, we told you, and we told you, and we told you, and we told you, okay? And so, but now I have worked out an agreement, and Salem has given me their word that when we get caught up in those six states, and that looks like that'll happen by the first of the year, then we can go back on, okay? But that's up to me, because now a lot of those folks in those six states who are listening to us on AM radio decide they can get us on the Internet. So they've just switched over to the Internet there. And that don't cost me anything.
That's a beautiful thing. They're going to have good connection, usually.
Yeah, so we're going to see what's happening.
If I could say one thing to your listeners across the country about giving to this show and this ministry, you kind of get a double blessing. You get the ministry side of it. You know, I think you're sowing into good soil as far as the gospel message and activism against the issues of our day and the evils of our day. So there's going to be that return from God. But I think you're better off putting your money here than even behind most Republican candidates out there who are going to beg for your money one way or another. Because you're going to get a clear message that goes forth across the country with these 35 local stations and however many states. So you're kind of covering both ends of it here, I think, by giving to this ministry and to this show for the causes that, you know, you're hoping your Republican candidate will stand up for. And half of them really don't when it comes to crunch time, do they?
They don't. And we don't compromise here, Mike. If a rhino's a rhino, we let you know. We tell you what their voting record is, what they don't. And we try to warn the people about what happened back in 2016 and 2020 when Democrats, who had been Democrats for years, ran and voted Democrat, all of a sudden they started registering as Republicans in the primary. And then we put the word out what they're doing is so the Republican people, instead of finding out more about the candidates, just looked to see what was behind their last name. If it was an R, they just and voted for them, okay? And all of the Democrats knew what was going on. They're going to do it. They're planning on the very same thing coming up in this next election. And we keep telling people, you better be prepared. We ended up here in Ohio, and we're a red state. We picked up a lot of rhinos, former Democrats that switched over, that's still really Democrats. But they just have an R behind their name in our state house because of that. And so
that's because Ohio's got that screwy primary law that they can cross over like that. And I don't know why they don't fix that.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. All right. Paul in Texas pledges 50 and Ken in California pledges 30. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Ken. Give your church a plug. Tell the folks out there about your church, where it's at, how they can get there.
Well, my church is New Life Church in Lakewood, Ohio, and our pastor's Bob Kistemaker. And we have three services Sunday at 8:30, 10, and 11:30. We're also online. It's lnlc.org, LakewoodNewLifeChurch.org. So, you know, we preach the word of faith, the prophetic word, and believe in the Holy Spirit for this day and age, and preach the gospel.
All right, very, very good.
Pray for the sick and suffering every week. We have an altar ministry, so that's important too. I had that up.
So then you actually believe that prayer is important. Where have you heard that before, Joe?
I think from you from the day we met.
We've been telling people for 50 years that a lot of prayer, a lot of power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power, right?
Right.
All right. And so So the Apostle Paul says we are to pray what? Without ceasing. Is that right? Folks, well, we've been trying to tell you this, why it's so important every time we pray for somebody on this program. And we'll have Mike lead us in a prayer against the deep state, because for all of our patriots, they're still in that dirty Washington jail, okay? That if you would pray for God to have mercy and justice, we need those people should be freed, and those people that put them there should be take their place. Because we're not going to, we are the Christian resistance here. We will never, no, not ever, ever give in, will we? All righty. All right, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Got to tell you this, too. I may have given the wrong times out. For this Saturday, the Liberty Camp, and that's the camp that teaches children how to be Christians first, how to be patriots, true Americans. And the Liberty Camp is dynamite. I mean, every child should attend Liberty Camp. And they tell you about the founding of the country, the founding fathers, actual real history, not revisionist history. It's an education, a real, not an indoctrination that we have that so many get. So anyhow, we're going to have a fundraiser and celebration, this, and our Lord's willing, I'll be there this Saturday, September 23rd, from 5:30 to 9 p.m., 5:30 to 9 p.m., and it's here in Geauga County at the EOUV Event Center. It's EOUV. I never could find out what that stood for, okay? It's just four big letters on their sign, EOUV Event Center. And the address is 8636 Pekin Road. It's 8636 Pekin Road in Novelty, Ohio. And folks, you need to call if you haven't got a reservation yet. You really need to call and make one, and I'll give you that phone number you call. Now, you see, these people were smart. They give you a phone number. And a lot of times, people won't give you a phone number. They only give you a website or an email. And do you know what they don't realize, Mike? A lot of people are still not on the internet. They don't realize that, do they?
I think a lot of your audience is probably in that category, right?
You're not kidding.
Some of us are still planted firmly in the 20th century.
Yeah. Here's the number to call if you want to get reservations, get tickets. It's a banquet. It's a fundraiser for a wonderful cause. 330-717-8117. That's 330-717-8117. That's 330-717-8117, folks. And call and get your reservation in for this coming Saturday. The Liberty Camp is a really dynamite. It's such a blessing for children, I tell you. All right, we're coming up to that break. When we come back from the break, we're going to... We missed the one clip. We didn't even play the big clip, did we? Okay.
No, we didn't.
All right. Well, we're going to play, when we come back, we're going to be playing another clip, and I've got to get to it. The clip is, let me see. We're going to do Ohio Attorney General. That's what we're going to do. All right. You got it. Thanks. Right after this, get ready. We'll be back. Okay. 4, 3, 2, 1. Tell me I can't count.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Amen.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.